High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Over the last few weeks, we have seen the most incredible work done by the Hawks. Mm-hmm. It has been a long time since South Africa has seen justice. In, you know, as far as corruption goes, state capture inquiry. And firstly, to joining me on the line is Hawks spokesperson Brigadier Hlangwane Mlodzi. And thank you so much for your time, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you're fine as well.
Yes, yes. You're no longer a rabbi, apparently. Listen, firstly, I just want to say well done to you and your team. You know, it really instills hope in us that we will one day see a just South Africa where there is no corruption. Really, well done to you.
No, thank you very much. I think it's the work that has been put by the members has been very much stressing.
Yes.
There was a lot of uncertainty in the country as well, whether we're going to see any action being taken against those who have been accused of having, committed corruption, you know, in most of the cases.
Yes.
There's been a lot of challenges as well within the environment where we saw many people leave in the organization due to their own reasons, but at the same time there was a lot of uncertainty as well with the organization. So things are starting to normalize. We are seeing things happening now. Cases, some of them were finalized a long time ago, but we had challenges with the prosecuting authority, with the injection of the new National Director of Public Prosecutions. Things have turned to the better, and we are hoping that things will continue to continue like this, where we are able to take people to court.
Yeah. You know, it always worries me because, I mean, I was beginning to believe that South Africa, that we actually had a historical, historically, we haven't dealt with justice very well. You know, even if we go back to the what's it called? After apartheid, we had
TRC.
The TRC. Mm. There've been no arrests in that. And that just concerned me that from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission forward, we're not seeing people being held accountable. There are no consequences. And that you cannot run a society where there are no consequences.
Well, we have a unit that's dealing precisely with that, with the TRC cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, we seem to be, I don't know whether we use the word sidelining them or we are not taking not their work seriously, but they have been very busy. There are cases that are in court. There are investigations that are ongoing. There are a lot of dockets that they have just recently received. I think we were talking about more than 500 complaints that they have received. The unit itself, it's very small. However, that anomaly now has been corrected because
Fantastic.
we have just seen that we will be appointing a number of people to assist in that environment. So we are hoping that those new appointments will start as soon as possible. I think by the coming next month.
Amazing.
Those members will be joining us to come and assist in that environment.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. All right. Now, as we all know, Twitter is not a reliable source of news. So we would like to get clarification on the status of the arrest warrant for ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule. Is there one? Isn't there one? If there isn't one, why isn't there one? Because the allegations against him are all over the media.
There's no one. There's no warrant of arrest that we are aware of, first of all.
Okay.
And I think the report itself on Tuesday was very much irresponsible in the sense that our name as the Hawks was drawn in to claim that there are sources within our environment who claim that there was a warrant of arrest that has been issued against him. So we want to distance ourselves from that. Secondly.
Okay, so to be clear, there is no warrant of arrest against.
We are not aware. There's no warrant of arrest.
Okay.
Yes. Secondly, in terms of investigations, you would know that allegations are made. We take these allegations very seriously, irrespective of who the person is.
Yes.
I think the media has also assisted us in terms of many cases as well. So those investigations remain confidential until we finalize our own investigations. And once everything has been done, that is when we'll be able to take the accused to court. And it will then be an opportune time for the public to see what is happening. So all the allegations that are being made, be it from the commission, the State of Capture Commission, or any other report that might come through, we take them very seriously, and then we look at those allegations. Some of them are just, you know, they're just remain allegations. People don't come forward with information. So it then necessitates us to go to deep, deeper. And sometimes people would always want to not be, I mean, people would sometimes would not even want to engage with us. So that is where the challenge is sometimes. But that does not necessarily mean that we just sit down and don't do anything about them.
Brigadier Mulaudzi, so would you say that the State Capture Commission has been a catalyst for some of these arrests, or it's something the Hawks have been working on, you know, for years on end? Because a lot of people are saying the State Capture Commission is really just, you know, a waste of time. And if we're seeing arrests following the testimony that we've seen, does this mean that, you know, you are working together with the commission and we will see more arrests coming out for many of the allegations that have come from there?
I think we need to make a differentiation here. One, you have the independent directorate that has been formulated specifically with cases that are coming out of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that is their responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks have been busy with cases, with these cases for some time. Hence, we're saying some of these cases have been completed. We're just waiting for the GPC, I mean, for the NPA to give us a go-ahead in terms of either arresting people or summoning them to court. So it's just a coincidence that some of these cases, they go to the State Capture Commission, and then after that we arrest. For instance, with this, the one that took place in Bloemfontein, the asbestos story.
Yes.
We finalized our investigations. We had finalized our investigations in August this year.
Hmm.
Then there was a request from the commission not to go ahead with the arrest because they wanted to deal with their own aspects within the commission. And we had to draw back and give them that 3 weeks grace for them to deal with the issues. So it does not necessarily mean because they then went and testified, then we took action. The matter was, we got the matter in February. We worked for about 6-7 months. We finalized the investigations. The prosecution was ready to prosecute. However, before we could arrest them, there was this request. So that's why I'm saying some of these cases, the same with the Musasa matter. The Musasa matter was the same. The guys went to testify at the State Commission, but the docket was already ready. It was just for us to give them an opportunity to testify. Then after that, we can then charge them. So I think these are some of the things that you will be witnessing. Some of the cases would not even have to go to the commission because they might be not linked to that. To what is happening there. But most of the cases, your PRASAs, your ESCOMs, and everything, they have been in our space, and some of them they have been completed, or we are just waiting for instructions from the NPA if there are any other things that we need to do in order to solidify the cases.
Amazing. Brigadier, thank you very much for your time, and I do not envy your job because I think that you see the worst.
Mm.
I see that you, I think that you see the worst of human nature, and I wish you and your team strength, and may information that you need always come to you easily. And
thank you very much.
We will speak again soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Brigadier Hlangwane Maludzi. He is the spokesperson for the Hawks.